new season in Brooklyn. Clones to put on show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Game number 3 of this 6-game set between the two squads. Hey everyone, so glad you could join us on this Friday night alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. These two teams have split the first two contests of the 6-game series so far. You rewind back to Wednesday. The Blue Claws came into Brooklyn, bats red hot, an 8-2 victory. Cyclones responded a night ago, though, with a 4-1 win here on home turf, and a big reason why. Minor League Baseball's ERA leader was doing things that you might expect Minor League Baseball's ERA leader to do. And that would be a man by the name of Tyler Stewart. He hurled 7 innings of 1-run, 4-hit ball en route to the win, lowered his 2023 ERA to a very impressive 1.42 on the season. He has been dazzling, and last night these Blue Claw batters ran into a pitcher that just is in a zone right now. So, Justin Rock, you combine that with the 2 home runs, one by William Lugo, another by Junior Tillian. That was enough to give Tyler Stewart all the support he needed, pretty much, as the Cyclones got back in the win column.
Yeah, Brooklyn didn't have very many base runners the rest of the game after that home run by Tillian in the second inning last night, but the offense got the job done when they needed to for Brooklyn. A big 3 spot in the bottom of the first inning, and that was all the cushioning that Tyler Stewart needed. Strikeout numbers were down for Stu last night. Only 1 strikeout, a start after he whiffed 11, which was a career and team season high. So Stewart last night showed that he can get it done in a dominating fashion like he did in his last start against the Renegades, punching people out left and right. And he can get it done by eliciting weak contact the way he did for 7 innings yesterday.
And it was enough to get Brooklyn the win. All told, it was a 4-1 victory for the Cyclones, each team with an identical 5-hit tally. But it was not just Tyler Stewart who had things going on the slab, because the Brooklyn bullpen was really on their A game as well. Only 2 pitchers out of the Brooklyn pen yesterday, the tandem of Jace Beck and Quinn Brody. But Beck registered the hold, and Brody after him registered the save. Each of them 1 inning of work with 2 strikeouts. And all told, this continues a trend that has just been spectacular pitching for this Brooklyn Cyclones bullpen here in 2023. Entering play today, a 3.08 pen ERA. That's good for tops in the South Atlantic League. So this is a Cyclone bullpen that, Justin, even if other teams are able to chase Brooklyn starters out of the game early, which they haven't really been able to do as of recently, but even if they were, it doesn't necessarily get much easier because the relief pitching has been every bit as good, if not better. And in fact, to find the last time a Cyclone reliever allowed an earned run, you have to go back to when Eliezer Hernandez, who, mind you, is on a MLB rehab assignment, gave up earned runs. So this is a Cyclone bullpen that seemingly just gets better by the day and is showing no signs of slowing down.
No, they are not. Coming into play today, best ERA among bullpens in the South Atlantic League, among all high A teams, second best in all of minor league baseball, only 1/100th of a percentage point behind Kansas City's Class A Columbia so far this season. And the bullpen has been outstanding. Jace Beck, the last 2 times out, has been phenomenal. Quinn Brody. After a little bit of a shaky beginning of the ninth inning last night, walked the first two batters and struck out two of the final three hitters. Got a lazy fly ball to center to end the ball game. But any guy that Chris Newell or Victor Ramos has called upon this year has really stepped up to the task. And you look at the numbers for Brooklyn's bullpen, they've just been so good all season long. And it's been very impressive to see how they've manufactured, and impressive as well in instances like that, like last night, where you're relying on guys that aren't the 1-2 ERA holders among relievers in the South Atlantic League, like Paul Gervais and Wilkin Ramos. So everyone is contributing in different ways, and you got to love to see that, not only if you're Chris Newell and a Cyclones fan, but as well if you're just a Mets fan in general.
Tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Cyclones, Blake Tidwell gets the nod, making his 13th start of the season. Tidwell has been every bit as good as advertised, particularly over the past month or so. The top pitching prospect in the Mets organization. And the former Tennessee Volunteer gets the start for Brooklyn, where he'll oppose Gunnar Mayer. Mayer, a right-hander wearing number 34, also making his 13th start of the season. These are two guys in Tidwell and Mayer that have been a consistent arm that you can go out there with every fifth day for Chris Newell, Greg Brodzinski, the two skippers of the Clones and Blue Claws, respectively. And Tidwell has some experience going against this Jersey Shore team. This is his fourth start of the season against the Blue Claws. On the year so far, 11 1/3 against Jersey Shore. Four runs, three of them earned on nine hits with 11 walks and 14 strikeouts. We'll see if Tidwell can continue to keep his season moving in the right direction after he dazzled last time out against Hudson Valley. Picked up the win, six innings, nine strikeouts of one-run ball. But it is Tidwell versus Mayer. We'll get you our full starting lineups when we come back. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome on back to the ballpark here on this Friday night. It's Pride Night here at the ballpark, and we're getting you set for the Blue Claws and the Cyclones. Game number 3 of 6. Opening lineup cards being exchanged as we speak. Atop home plate. The two umpires, Elliot Melton, Brian Laws, in on the conversation with Chris Newell, the Cyclone skipper, and Greg Brodzinski, the former Phillies minor leaguer and Blue Claws manager. Let's give you Brodzinski's nine first for the visiting Blue Claws at 3-2 in the second half of this season so far. Hao Yuli leads off. He is the shortstop. Then Gabriel Rincones in the two-hole. Rincones playing right field after an 0-for-3 day yesterday. Rickson Wingrove, the three-batter, he plays first base. Marcus Lee Sang, Jersey Shore's DH tonight. He's in the fourth spot, hitting cleanup. Nick Ward is the five-batter. He's the second baseman following Lee Sang. Anthony Kirion back in the lineup. He does the catching after Andrick Nava was Jersey Shore's catcher yesterday. Jared Carr plays center field and hits seventh. Wilfredo Flores out in left field batting eighth. And finally, Fraylin Mignetti making his series debut in the ninth spot, playing third base. The starting pitcher tonight for the Blue Claws, Gunnar Mayer, his 13th start of the season, 42 and two-thirds innings. Entering play tonight, a 1-3 record, a 4.43 ERA with 51 strikeouts and 26 walks across those 42 frames and change. Now for the Cyclones, Chris Newell's squad at 4-1. Abraham Almonte, a late scratch from this Brooklyn lineup, so a little bit of a shuffle, different than what we expected, but nothing all too crazy. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center field. Kevin Parada in the two spot, day off in the field for Kevin today, a break from catching. He's tonight's designated hitter. Then Stanley Consuegra is the three batter. He's out in right field. William Lugo cleans up and plays third base. Then DeAndre Smith in the five hole playing second. Chase Estep back in the lineup. He's tonight's first baseman for Brooklyn, hitting sixth. Rylan Thomas, the left fielder, takes Almonte's place. He's in the seventh spot. Drake Osborne does the catching with Parada DHing. Osborne is the eighth hitter, followed by Cesar Berbessi, the shortstop, rounding out this Brooklyn batting order, batting ninth. And tonight's starter for the Cyclone is Blade Tidwell, the right-hander wearing number two, also making his 13th start of the campaign, 51.2 innings, a 4-3 record, and a 3.83 ERA, 75 Ks to 37 bases on balls, a 1.39 whip across those 51 innings and change. So there you have it, tonight's starting lineups as these two teams each try to get in the driver's seat of this series so far. We're tied at one apiece. Jersey Shore victorious Wednesday, Brooklyn winners Thursday. And now an opportunity for a team to jump ahead 2-1 on this Friday night before the back half starting tomorrow. All right, that'll just about do it for our Cyclone pregame show. We'll take a break here on the Cyclone Radio Network. Come back, and then it's time for Brooklyn baseball. It's the Cyclones and the Blue Claws on a Friday night on Coney Island. We've got it for you straight ahead.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Time for baseball on this Friday night here, the final day of June 2023. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Blake Tidwell getting ready on the bump. He will take the hill for Brooklyn tonight against the Blue Claws. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore have split the first two games of the series so far this week. Lineup for Jersey Shore: Lee Rincones, Wingrove, Lee Sang, Ward, Kirion, Carr, Flores, and Mignetti. And just about time to play ball tonight here on Coney Island. Tidwell getting the start for Brooklyn this evening. Blade 6'4", 207, 22 years old from Loretto, Tennessee. Tidwell has been outstanding, especially over the course of the last month plus. Numbers for Blade so far this season, making his 13th start, 4-3, a 3.83 ERA, 35 hits and 51 and two-thirds, 37 walks, 75 strikeouts. That is good for top 10 in the South Atlantic League. Hao-Yu Lee will lead things off for Jersey Shore here in the top half of the first inning. Pride night here at the ballpark. First 1,500 fans got a special Cyclones Pride uniform. So Lee is ready. Tidwell is ready. The windup, our first pitch of the ball game, is a fastball high, and we are underway at 7:02 Eastern. Lee, 1-for-4 last night, has a seven-game hitting streak, hitting at 261. Two homers, 16 RBIs, check swing, ground ball up the first baseline. Fielded by Tidwell, overhand throw to Estep at first. In time, and the leadoff man retired for the game's first out. Defensively, behind Tidwell this evening, left to right of the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, William Lugo, Cesar Berbessi, DeAndre Smith, and Chase Estep, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. First pitch to Gabriel Rincones is fouled aside. And the count 0-1. Rincones 0-for-3 with a walk last night, has reached in four straight. And Jersey Shore playing in his 15th game, batting at 224. No homers and five batted in. The righty's 0-1. Way inside, right underneath the arms of Rincones. And it's one ball and one strike. Right now here on Coney Island, according to AccuWeather, 75 degrees. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a slider. And the count 1-2. Real feel at 78. 7 mile per hour wind gusts to the south southeast. American flag in center, blowing in and towards the third base line. It's time called and home by Rincones. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Tidwell worked from the first base side. The 1-2 sails up and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Tidwell earned the win his last start. That was last Friday. Gave up a run on four hits in six innings. Walked two and struck out nine. The 2-2. And Rincones takes high. It's full three balls and two strikes. Last seven starts for Tidwell, dating back to May the 17th in Hudson Valley. 4-0. And a 1.35 ERA. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Up the ladder with a fastball. Tidwell dials it up to 95. First strikeout of the night, two down. And the top of the first.
That's par for the course for Tidwell. See him hover around those mid-90s with the heater really all season long.
And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction, and another fastball torn past the barrel of Rixon Wingrove. And the count 0-1.
It's topped out at 97-9, gone over 96, 59 times more than anyone else on this staff.
The 0-1, Wingrove pulls it foul towards the first base dugout. And it's quickly 0-2. Wingrove 0-4 last night, hitting at 260 on the year, leads the team with 11 homers and 45 RBIs, but just one for his last 19 in his previous five games. The 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Off speed away, and Tidwell retires the side in order with a couple of strikeouts to boot to begin the night. For Jersey Shore, no runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of the half. It's Jersey Shore nothing. Here come the Brooklyn Cyclones on Valley Live on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Gunnar Mayer making the start for Jersey Shore tonight. Quick run through of the Brooklyn lineup he'll face. Parada, Ramirez, Consuegra, Lugo, Smith, and Estep, Thomas, Osborne, and Berbessi. The Cyclones starting nine tonight. Abraham Almonte, a late scratch about 20, 25 minutes or so before first pitch tonight. Gunnar Mayer making the start for Jersey Shore this evening. Mayer standing at 6'6", 205. Will turn 23 next month from Stockton, California. Making his 13th start, 1-3, a 4.43 ERA. 37 hits and 42 and two-thirds. 26 walks and 51 strikeouts. Alex Ramirez to lead off. And Mayer's first pitch misses down and away. 4-1. Ramirez last night 0-3, walked and stole a base. Scored a run in the opening frame. 1-0, and Mayer misses off the outside edge. It's 2-0. Ramirez 0 for his last 14 on the year, hitting at 233. 5 homers, a team-best 31 RBIs. As Ramirez takes up and away, it's 3-0. Mayer earned his first win of the year his last time out last Friday. The 3-0, and Ramirez a high fly ball. Left field, can't find it as Flores back to the wall. He leaps, and did he make the play? Yes, he did! Oh, my goodness, what a catch by Wilfredo Flores, robbing Alex Ramirez of extra bases to start the game. It was a 3-0 fastball, and Ramirez destroyed it. Flores lost sight of it at first, and right in front of the Premio sausage sign, makes the leaping grab to take the ball away from Ramirez. And the first pitch to Kevin Parada fouled back at 0-1.
Boy, we have seen some display of defense in this series. Only game three, really on both sides. Cyclones had their fair share of web gems last night, too.
0-1, swing and a miss. Ripped the fastball by him. It's 0-2. Parada 1-for-4 last night. Hitting at 268. That leads the team. Tied for the team lead. 7 homers and 29 RBIs. Defensively behind Mayer tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Wilfredo Flores, Jared Carr, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. The 0-2 outside. And it's 1-2. Third to first around the infield, Fraylin Mignetti, Aoyu Lee, Nick Ward, Rixon Wingrove, and Anthony Kirion doing the catching behind the plate. A 1-2 outside, and it's 2-2. But Mayer, in that last start, 5 innings, 1 run, 3 hits against Rome, walked four and struck out a season-high tying seven. The 2-2. Parada, a high fly ball to left. Back goes Flores, and will he have a play on this one? Oh, no, he won't. Kevin Parada tickets one for Luna Park. His team-leading eighth home run of the year, his 30th RBI. And after Alex Ramirez came a couple of feet short to lead off, Kevin Parada takes the baton and sends it over the fence for a solo shot of his own. 1-0 Brooklyn. .98 off the bat, 357 feet. Parada might have put that one over the video board in the direction of the Thunderbolt roller coaster. And the first pitch to Stanley Consuegra outside for ball one. Well, that's an exciting way to start the bottom of the first. An extra base hit, Robbie grab by Flores, and then Parada puts one out of sight. As Consuegra takes down and away, it's 1-1. The righty's 1-1, and Consuegra, a foul ball back towards us, has too much distance on it. And onto the roof, no souvenir for Johnny and I. One ball and two strikes. Consuegra 1-for-4 with a double in his first game back last night. Pitch outside, it's 2-2. Parada extending his hitting streak to 10. On base streak to 15. And the Mets' number one pick from last year has found his rhythm here in the South Atlantic League. As Consuegra chases the breaking ball for strike three. First strikeout tonight for Gunnar Mayer. Got him on the breaking ball, down and away. And there are two out in the first for William Lugo. Lugo homered in the first inning last night, aided by the top of the left field wall. Bounced it right on top of the Xavier High School sign, adjacent to the left field fair foul pole. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 0-1. William hitting at .199. Seven homers, 18 RBIs, the 0-1. Outside and low. It's one ball and one strike. Lugo beginning to find his rhythm at the plate. 6-4 his last 16. With three home runs in his last five. 1-1. Lugo, a hard ground ball to third. Gobbled up by Mignetti to his left. Throw to first in time. And the inning is over. But Brooklyn takes the lead on a long solo shot to left by Kevin Parada. We are through one. 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, Blade Tidwell already spotted to a 1-0 lead thanks to the Kevin Parada solo home run. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion, the three scheduled to face Tidwell, who struck out a pair in an 11-pitch top of the first. Lee Sang had his hitting streak halted last night, but playing as a DH tonight has reached an 18 straight coming into play here on Friday. Lefty batter with an open stance, and Tidwell's first pitch slider in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Lee Sang, 0-for-2, walk, was hit by a pitch yesterday. Hitting at .279, six homers, 35 batted in. And he takes up and in. It's one ball and one strike. Brooklyn tonight wearing the amazing blue and orange alternates. Blue jersey tops, Brooklyn in orange script lettering across the chest. The 1-1. And Lee Sang off balance swings through a high fastball. And the count 1-2. White numerals front and back with an orange border. White and orange stripes around the sleeves. The 1-2 pitch. And Lee Sang fights it off the hands towards the third base side. Stays at a ball and two strikes. On the back of that blue jersey top, starts in blue, goes up to white by the shoulders, displaying the Brooklyn and New York City skyline. White pants for Tidwell down below the ankles. The righties 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball down and in. Third straight strikeout for Tidwell. Dialed that one up to 97. And there's one out at the top of the second inning. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Nick Ward, 2-for-3 with a walk last night, getting the start at second base today. First pitch from Tidwell. Slides across for a called strike one. Ward hitting at 255, 5 homers, 32 runs batted in. Tidwell from the belt, winds the 0-1, slips up and away. And it's even at a ball and a strike. White pants for Tidwell down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Blue and white Nike cleats buried into the ballpark mound. The 1-1. And Ward out in front. Swing and a miss in the count 1-2. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. The 1-2. And Ward fights it off the hands. It's still a ball and two strikes. Tidwell, as Johnny mentioned in the pregame show, fourth start this year against the Blue Claws. First one here at home. 1-2. Ward in the air, left center field. Back into his left is Rylan Thomas. And the former USC Trojan puts it away for the second out. Base is empty, two out. Here's Anthony Kirion. Kirion came on as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning last night, flied out to center to end the ballgame. Was 2-for-4 in his first game back off the IL on Wednesday. Overall, hitting at 253, a homer, 7 RBIs. And Kirion takes high for ball one. Tidwell, clean shaven, kicks and fires. And the 1-0 just off the outside black. And the count 2-0. But Tidwell, look at his two outings against Jersey Shore in the last series against them. Went 6 1/3 innings, the 2-0. And carry on a high pop back behind home plate. Osborne gives a look. But this will get about 7 or 8 rows back. And the count 2-1. Fan making a nice play off the carom from the seat. But 6 1/3 innings Tidwell pitched in that series. Gave up just one unearned run on two hits. Did walk 7. And struck out 8. The 2-1. Kirion rips it down the right field line. Foul beyond the Brooklyn bullpen. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Base is empty, 2 out. Top of the second, Brooklyn a 1-0 lead on Kevin Parada's solo shot. Two, two, up and in. And it's full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tidwell, fastball slider, works in a changeup as well. The payoff pitch, and Kirion hammers it deep, but well foul. Off towards Surf Avenue, and remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lights have flickered on, no real effect on the diamond as we speak. Not a cloud seen across the horizon. A little bit hazy here tonight, but still clear enough to make out Breezy Point between the loops on the Thunderbolt roller coaster. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Fastball down and away at 97. Tidwell has punched out 4 of the first 6 batters he's faced in 2 perfect innings. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of one and a half. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. DeAndre Smith, wearing number 8 tonight, changed his number from 10 prior to the game today. He'll lead off against Gunnar Mayer. Line drive left field. Coming on, having to play it on a bounce is Flores. And DeAndre Smith has a leadoff first pitch single. New number. And a base hit immediately for the former USC Trojan as Rickson Wingrove helps adjust the chain that had flipped around to the back of DeAndre's jersey. Nothing like a little teamwork. Brings up Chase Estep.
Sometimes that new number is all it takes.
Now he and Ryland Thomas, number 8 and number 9, former USC teammates, as Chase Estep fouls it back. And the count 0-1. Estep had not played the first two games of this series, was 0-3 on Sunday, hitting at 206 on the season, two homers, 21 RBIs. Throwback to first, and Smith dives in safely. Jersey Shore tonight wearing the road grays. Jersey Shore in light blue bubble lettering across the chest. Red numerals front and back. The 0-1. And Estep, a swinging bunt ground ball back towards the mound. Some miscommunication. Kerryon kicks it. And everybody's safe. Mayer and Kerryon couldn't quite find a way to come to an agreement on who is going to take charge on that baseball. And ended up getting punted further than it threw. So two on and nobody out. We'll see how that one is ruled. At least for the time being, it'll be an infield base hit for Estep. So two on, nobody out. Here is Ryland Thomas, who is a late add to Brooklyn's lineup tonight. Lefty hitter chokes up. And the first pitch shows bunt, lays it down, but fouls it just outside the righty batter's box. It's 0-1. Thomas, 0-4 his first four in Brooklyn, was 0-3 last night, was batting 303 at single A St. Lucie with a homer and 9 RBIs. The 0-1. Thomas takes a knee-high strike. And the count quickly 0-2. Umpire crew tonight calling balls and strikes. Elliot Melton, Brian Laws on the bases. Smith at second, Estep at first. The 0-2. Thomas pulls it on the ground up the first baseline. And remains at no balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Cyclones a 1-0 lead on a Kevin Parada solo home run. Wind howling, the 0-2, and Thomas gets hit right underneath the rear end, where if you're going to get hit by a pitch, it might as well be there. And a painful way for Thomas to reach base, and Brooklyn has loaded the bags with nobody out. Consecutive singles from Smith and Estep, and a two-strike plunking of Thomas has him saturated for Drake Osborne. Phil Condari, the pitching coach, will join in on the discussion as well. Osborne has not played the first two games of this series, was 0-2, drove in a run with a sac fly in Sunday's win over Hudson Valley. Osborne hitting at .161 on the year, 15-for-93, 6 homers, 17 RBIs. Gorgeous night here on Coney Island. Series continues tomorrow. A reminder, 6 o'clock start tomorrow. Same scheduled start times for Saturday and Sunday the next 2 days. So 6 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock on Sunday. No probable starter yet for Brooklyn tomorrow. Rafael Marcano will get the ball for the Blue Claws. Bases loaded, nobody out. The first pitch to Drake is taken outside for ball one. Osborne, since being reinstated off the IL at the beginning of the month, has 8 hits. 4 of them are home runs, and 5 have gone for extra bases. 1-0 outside and low, and it's 2-0. Cesar Berbessi reinstated off the injured list on Wednesday in the on-deck circle. Wind continues to blow in. The 2-0 pitch. And Osborne takes low, 3-0, and now Mayer in danger of walking in a run. Got nowhere to put him. And Berbessi on deck. See Sean Reed Foley, minor league rehabber, on the front step of the dugout. The 3-0 in the dirt, blocked with the backhand by Kirion, but a moot point. It's an RBI walk for Drake Osborne. That's his 18th RBI of the year, and Brooklyn has a 2-0 second inning advantage. First 4 have reached for the Cyclones to start the inning. And sweatshirts are beginning to be removed out in Jersey Shore's left field bullpen. Here is Cesar Berbessi. First at bat back off the injured list. And he swings and misses at a first pitch fastball. And the count 0-1. Berbessi last played on June the 16th against Aberdeen, went 1-for-4 in that ball game, hitting at .235 on the year, a homer, 9 RBIs. The 0-1, and Berbessi fights it off the hands. On to the roof, and it is 0-2. Berbessi, the 7 for his last 18 before landing on the IL, including his first home run of the year. The 0-2 pitch. Berbessi takes outside. It's 1-2. Estep at third, Thomas at second, Osborne at first, a run already in for Brooklyn in the second. The 1-2, and Berbessi takes high. It's even at 2-2. Boardwalk jam-packed out beyond the right field wall on this Friday. The 2-2. And Berbessi, a high fly ball right center field. Could be deep enough to score the run. Jared Carr will make the catch in right center. Here comes Estep to the plate. The throw cut off adjacent to the pitcher's mound by Rickson Wingrove. Welcome back, Cesar Berbessi. A sac fly. His 10th RBI of the year. And Brooklyn leads 3-0 in the second. Well done by Berbessi to send one deep enough to score the runner from third. Everyone else stays put. First and second, one down. Back to the top of the order and Alex Ramirez.
And we've mentioned it recently, Justin. Alex has been very patient at the plate, and with the way Mayer has been tossing it in this second inning, if I'm Ramirez, I don't know if I'm even thinking about putting one in play until I've got at least a strike on me, maybe even two with the way this inning is sort of unraveled here from a control standpoint.
First pitch of the at-bat, and Mayer's breaking ball. This is high for ball one. Ramirez swung at a 3-0 pitch his first time up. And nearly hit one out of the ballpark. Was a great leaping grab by Wilfredo Flores. The 1-0, and Ramirez takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. Mayer, the right-hander, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. The 2-0. Ramirez swings away and fouls it towards the parking lot. It's two balls and a strike. Ramirez, despite his 0-for-15 stretch at the plate, has done a real nice job atop the lineup in the month of June, tied for third in the league in runs scored and fourth in walks. The 2-1, Ramirez, a high pop, right-hand side. Wingrove onto the warning track, but runs out of real estate as this gets about five rows behind the Brooklyn dugout. And it's even at 2-2. Cyclones, two runs in on two hits in the inning. They have a 3-0 lead. Rylan Thomas, the runner at second. Drake Osborne leads off of first. The 2-2. And Ramirez takes outside. It's a full count. Gray pants for Mayer all the way down to his ankles. Red and blue piping along the side. Dirt-stained white cleats buried into the ballpark mound. Powder blue cap with a red bill. Navy crab silhouette on the front. The payoff pitch. Ramirez line drive left center field. That one's headed for the gap. It will one hop into the alleyway. Cut off by Carr. Thomas will score. Moving to third goes Osborne. It's an RBI double for Alex Ramirez. And Brooklyn leads 4-0 in the second inning. 10th double of the year is team leading 32nd RBI. The double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So Brooklyn's offensive machine continuing to get off to good starts. Second and third, still only one out. Here's Kevin Parada. Homered his first time. There's a strike. It's 0-1 with the wind blowing in. And towards the third baseline, almost makes you wonder how much further that ball would have gone had the wind been blowing out or not at all. The 0-1. Parada takes low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Infield in for Jersey Shore. Trying to cut off this run at third. Already trailing by four with one out in the second. The 1-1 outside, low as well. It's two balls and a strike. Mayer nearing 30 pitches in the inning, currently at 25. Right-hander up and throwing down the line for the Blue Claws. 2-1, and Parada hammers it foul off the camera well along the third base side. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. See the action out of the bullpen. Looks like Jack Dallas beginning to throw. Two and two on Parada. The righty offers and a breaking ball. Misses down and away. Count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, waiting on deck. The payoff pitch, and Parada swings and misses for strike three. Tied him up inside and down. Good pitch by Mayer. That's his second strikeout tonight. Two out in the inning. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra struck out in his first at-bat, 0-for-1. Eighth man to bat for Brooklyn here in the second. Reinstated off the IL on Wednesday. Missed about a month. First pitch to Stanley. And Mayer misses down for ball one. Next toss will be Mayer's 30th in the second inning. And Consuegra, Mets number 20 prospect according to MLB.com. The 1-0. And Consuegra out in front of the breaking ball. And it's even, one ball and one strike. Consuegra signed for $500,000 in July of 2017. The 1-1 inside nearly clips him. It's two balls and one strike on Stanley. Played for the Peoria Javelinas in the Arizona Fall League last October. The 2-1 down and in. And the count now, three balls and a strike. William Lugo, the only man who has not come to the plate so far this inning for Brooklyn. You have to imagine this will be Mayer's final batter in the inning, regardless of the result. The 3-1. Inside ball, four, and they're loaded again. So Stanley Consuegra works a walk. Second free pass in the inning for Mayer. Bases are loaded for William Lugo, and that'll be all for the right-hander tonight. Shouting some words into his black leather mitt behind the mound. But with Mayer at 33 pitches in the second inning, will be removed. And a day after Jersey Shore had to use a cacophony of pitchers in a bullpen game, will have to go to their bullpen early once again as Jack Dallas will be the new arm in. We'll take a break. We'll get you the info on Dallas when we come back. Three runs in for Brooklyn in the inning. They have a 4-0 lead on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Jack Dallas, the new arm in the game for Jersey Shore, 5'11", 200 pounds, will turn 25 in December from Orange, Texas. He'll face William Lugo, ninth man to bat in the inning for Brooklyn. Bases loaded, three runs already in. Lugo grounded out sharply to third his first time, and he takes outside from Dallas for ball one. Dallas joined at Jersey Shore from single-A Clearwater back on the 13th of June, making his fifth appearance. The 1-0 called strike down and away, and it's even at 1-1. 1-0 record for Dallas, but a 10.38 ERA. Eight hits allowed in four and a third innings, one walk, five strikeouts. Works from the third base side of the mound. The righty's 1-1, and Lugo can't hit the breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes. Dallas had a .6 ERA and seven saves in 19 games with the Threshers. Threw a third of an inning in his last outing on Sunday. The 1-2 pitch sweeps down and away. It's even at two balls and two strikes. Dallas, undrafted free agent signee by the Phillies last year out of Lamar University. Same alma mater as the catcher, Anthony Kirion. 2-2. And Lugo, a high pop in the infield. Who's calling for it? Dallas coming on. First baseman Wingrove calls everybody off. And in front of the pitcher's mound makes the grab to end the inning. But Brooklyn sends all nine batters to the plate in the frame and push across three runs on three hits at the end of two. 4-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning, Blade Tidwell already a 4-0 lead to pitch with. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Jersey Shore. Jared Carr, Wilfredo Flores, Fraylin Mignetti. So as we move to the top of the third, we hand the play-by-play duties over to my partner to my left. That is Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
Hey, thanks, Justin. Yeah, Blade Tidwell has been really sharp through his first two frames of work tonight. He's faced the minimum. Six up, six down, four strikeouts to go along hand. Now we get 7, 8, 9 in this Blue Claw batting order. Jared Carr, Wilfredo Flores, and Fraylin Mignetti. It's 4-0 Brooklyn as we enter the top of the third. Cyclones are running the home first, three more in the second. Now into the third, Tidwell's first toss. A fastball in there for a called strike to the lefty batter Jared Carr. It's nothing and one. Carr did not play yesterday after we saw him in the first game of this series, 0-1. Another fastball pounded on the inner half for a called strike, and Blade ahead quickly, nothing and two. But Carr in there batting seventh, and Manning straightaway center field tonight. Asks for time, it's granted by the home plate umpire Elliot Melton. Readjusts his batting gloves before he digs back in, awaiting an 0-2 delivery from Blade. Tidwell out of the full windup. It is a short one, though, and it's 0-2. Fastball high, and it's a ball and two strikes now to the left-handed hitting Carr. Cyclones winners last night, 4-1, behind Tyler Stewart's seven-inning gem. Tidwell's 1-2, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on a breaking ball. Carr out in front of it. Seven up, seven down for Blade Tidwell. He's got five punch-outs. And there's one gone with the bases empty. Yeah, Stewart last night. Seven innings, one run, only four hits. Only struck out a batter, but induced a lot of soft contact. Lowered the ERA to 1.42, the best in the minors. First pitch. Fly ball, shallow center field off the bat of Flores. Stays in the infield. And the shortstop, Berbessi, makes the two-handed catch for out number two. Now Fraylin Mignetti, the only Blue Claw batter Blade Tidwell has yet to face tonight. First time we're seeing Mignetti this series. Tidwell from the first base side of the rubber, his first toss. Fastball in there for a strike, it's nothing and one. Mignetti, who had the walk-off single in the 11th inning to beat the Cyclones back on June the 2nd. But not really a regular for Jersey Shore, a one. Slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Blade ahead in counts more often than not tonight, and that's yet again the case here. 0-2. Check swing. Did he go around? He did. Strike three. Blade Tidwell, six strikeouts through nine batters. He's faced the minimum through three. The Cyclones a 4-0 lead through 2.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the third on Coney Island, where the Brooklyn Cyclones have a 4-0 lead on top of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Welcome back to Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones 3 in the bottom of the second, capped off by an Alex Ramirez RBI double. They're sitting pretty right now. Four runs on four hits. Jersey Shore on the flip side hasn't had a base runner. But now Brooklyn looking for some early insurance, let's call it. They'll send 5-6-7 to bat here in the home third. DeAndre Smith, Chase Estep, and Rylan Thomas on to face Jack Dallas out of the Jersey Shore bullpen. Came on to get the final out of that bottom of the second inning. Gunnar Mayer chased out of this ball game after only an inning and two-thirds, the Blue Claw starter. First pitch, Smith takes a fastball up and away, a called strike though, and it's 0-1 to DeAndre.
Final line for Gunnar Mayer, inning and two-thirds, four runs all earned on four hits, walk two, struck out two.
A one slider just tucks itself on the outside corner, and DeAndre behind quickly 0-2. Dallas working quickly, 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air. Shallow right field, hooking foul, and this one will end in the seats. Nice job by DeAndre to grab a piece behind 0-2, and now we'll try it again. Dallas has the high, Red Sox pulled all the way up to the knees.
Looks like he's got the old school stirrups on. Looks like there's some white sanitaries on underneath there.
Right back into his wind, 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball dirted, down and away, and it's a ball and two strikes. Smith's only other time up today, singled, later came around to score. Out of the five spot, 1-2, found straight back into the netting. And despite the scoreboard reading one ball and three strikes, the count remains one ball and two strikes. Can't strike out on a foul ball.
Unless you're playing wiffle ball.
1-2, misses high. And it's two balls and two strikes, or you bunt. But not the case there, as DeAndre was hacking away. Base is empty, nobody out, 4-0 Clones, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Smith whiffed on some high cheese. And Jack Dallas has his first strikeout of the night. Now Chase Estep. Base is empty and one gone. Estep, like Smith before him, singled. And later came around to score his first time up. First pitch to him, misses low for ball one. Good to see Chase back in the lineup, his first appearance of this series against the Blue Claws this week. Lefty batter, 1-0. Fastball just clips the outer half for a called strike. And it's a ball and a strike now to the Brooklyn first baseman. Chase struggling a bit at the plate, entering play, just two for his last 21. Watches a 1-1 sail by well outside, and it's two balls and a strike. But perhaps taking a step in the right direction tonight. Already a hit and a run scored to his name. 2-1. Chopped foul. Right-handed side beyond the first base bag. And it's two balls and two strikes. Nice play by John Vaughn. Brooklyn bench coach.
Former college ball player in his own right.
Snagged it with two hands. Made it look easy. three-step, bent at the knees, 2-2 to him. Breaking ball misses low. And Chase fights back to work the count full. Three-step, the former Kentucky Wildcat, ninth-round pick by the Met organization last summer. Payoff, sliced foul, left field line. And we'll try it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dad Chad, Uncle Chris, also college ball players at Kentucky. 3-2, a comebacker over the glove of Dallas. The shortstop Lee in. He collects and throws in time for the out. Nice play by How You Lee darting in. Recognized that Dallas didn't have the hops to pull it out of thin air. But ample backup from How You Lee. And there are two gone with the bases empty now for Ryland Thomas. Thomas yesterday, 0-for-1, walked and scored. It's a first pitch straight backwards. Foul up over the stadium and out of play. Might have niched the roof on its way out. So 0-1 the count to the lefty Thomas. 0-1 slapped on the left side. The third baseman Mignetti ingests it and zips over to first in time for out number three. A clean 1-2-3 inning for Jack Dallas out of the Jersey Shore bullpen. Still 4-0 Brooklyn as we head to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
We head to the fourth from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore, zilch. On the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app. It's been all Cyclones all night. And now Blaine Tidwell set to face this Blue Claw lineup the second time through. He gets 1-2-3. It's been 9-up, 9-down for Blaine so far if you're just joining us. 6 strikeouts to go along hand as well. And now he gets How You Lee, Gabriel Rincones Jr., and Rickson Wingrove, each for the second time tonight. Clones are running the home first, 3 more in the bottom of the second. Solo shot for Kevin Parada in the first, and a couple of hits, 3 runs on 3 hits, including an Alex Ramirez RBI double in the bottom of the second. We'll see now if the Jersey Shore bats can counter. First pitch of the fourth is a slider that misses towards the ankles of How You Lee, the Jersey Shore shortstop, for ball one. Tidwell working quickly. 1-0. Fastball. Lofted shallow left field and in for a base hit. That ball placed perfectly in front of the left fielder Ryland Thomas. He had no real chance at a play. So the Blue Claws have their first hit, their first base runner of the night in the person of How You Lee, who stands off of first base now. Nobody out for Gabriel Rincones Jr. So Tidwell will shift gears. Work out of the stretch with the man on. First pitch. Fastball. Misses low and away for ball one. The catcher Osborne. A nice attempt to try to frame that ball. But all for naught. And now time is called. Didn't appear as if anyone asked for time. Just at the umpire's discretion. And now the umpire calls for time again. Looks like a pitch clock reset. Just getting some things squared away before Tidwell delivers a 1-0. Lee, the leadoff man, off of first. He's got speed. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, called strike, inside corner. And it's 1-1. Rincones, 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout. was Tidwell's first punch-out victim of the night back in the top of the first. Blade peers in, comes set at his belt, twists and throws over to first, but Lee back underneath the tag of the first baseman, Estep. So now Tidwell will toe that first base side of the rubber. Ball in mitt at the belt and a 1-1. Misses away, and it's two balls and one strike. Busy weekend here on Coney Island. Of course, games tomorrow and Sunday. No Monday off day, though, next week. 2-1. Hit in the air. Left field. Playable for Thomas. About six steps to his right. Reaches up fighting the wind and makes the catch for out number one. Of course, normally, if you've been following along with us all season long, Monday, the league-wide off day. Not the case, though. At least next week. We will close up shop here, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, on Monday night. Which will certainly feel a little interesting, going from 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon game. And first pitch Monday night, not until much later. First pitch, smacked foul on the first base side, and it is 0-1 now to Rickson Wingrove. But the Cyclones and Blue Claws will close up this 12-game homestand for Brooklyn on Monday evening before the Clones hit the road for Wilmington. 4th of July contest against the Blue Rocks. Hopefully they escape the Nathan's traffic that morning. A one, runner goes, pitching the dirt, swinging a miss. Throw down from Osborne, not in time. A bang-bang type play, but Hao-Yu Lee ruled safe at second base. Give him credit for a stolen base. And a man in scoring position with still only one out now. And an 0-2 count on the lefty hitting Rickson Wingrove. Wasn't a bad throw by any stretch by Osborne. But give Lee credit, got a great jump. And just hightailed it towards the bag. Time called, and now Osborne will make his way out to have a word with his battery mate Tidwell.
10th stolen base of the year for Lee, and just his second since coming back off the IL.
Well, that's the kind of prowess he possesses on the base paths. Lee has been a fixture in the leadoff spot for Jersey Shore, really all season long, outside of his stint to the injured list. So Tidwell ahead 0-2 after the swing and a miss before the stolen base occurred. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss. Wingrove down on strikes. Blade Tidwell has been pumping gas all night long. And that is strikeout number 7 for the Mets' top pitching prospect, Tugan, and a runner on second base. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead here in the top of the 4th. And now the cleanup batter, Marcus Lee Seng. Lefty batter. First toss, good slider. Called strike, and it's 0-1. So many of these Jersey Shore bats are indeed lefties. And Lee Seng, no exception to that. Wearing number 6, an open stance. A 1-2 him. Laid on a fastball, and a big uppercut swing at that from Lee Seng, who now will need to get defensive. Falling behind quickly, 0-2. The infield, a slight shift to the right. Nothing too crazy. Third baseman Lugo, well off the line. Tidwell from the stretch. His 0-2 pitch misses for ball one. A Blade goes four-seam slider, curveball change. And we've seen him incorporate all four of those tonight pretty effectively, keeping these Blue Claw hitters on their toes. The 1-2. Cut on and miss strike 3. Breaking ball. Blade Tidwell's 8th strikeout of the night. He strands a man in scoring position. It's Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore nothing on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20.
This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Well, you'll hear Alex Ramírez in this half inning, 8-9-1 for the Cyclones. Ramírez, the leadoff man, third of that group. As Brooklyn tries to tack on to its 4-0 lead, we enter the bottom of the fourth from Maimonides Park on historic Coney Island. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Drake Osborne, Cesar Perbesi, then Alex Ramírez. The three in the frame for the Cyclones. First pitch to Osborne is roped foul. Third base side bangs off of the front of the Jersey Shore dugout. And it's 0-1 to Drake Osborne. Jack Dallas has been sharp since coming on in relief. He sat down the only four batters he's faced. And his 0-1 toss is a breaking ball that misses low and away for ball one. Gunnar Mayer started this game, inning in two-thirds, four runs, 1-1. Osborne golfs it foul on the right-hand side. And it's a ball and two strikes now to the Brooklyn catcher. 12 June games for Drake. Half of his eight hits have been home runs. Four bombs, 1-2. Sits a bit too high. And it's two balls and two strikes now. Osborne, six long balls on the season. Only to buck 61, though. 2-2. Line drive. Second base. Played off a hop by Ward. Stomachs it in and throws over to first for out number one. Not very hard hit off the barrel of Osborne. Ward either could have charged it and got there right as the ball met the turf, or, like he did, play it off the one hop. And relay over to first in time for the first out. So now Perbesi takes a first pitch fastball towards the hips, inside for ball one. Good to see Cesar back, activated Wednesday off the IL for Brooklyn, 1-0. Slow chopper, Ward in. Fields, underhand toss, in time for out number two. So two straight 4-3 putouts induced by Jack Dallas. And now we go back to the top for Alex Ramírez. Base is empty, two gone. Still a 4-0 Brooklyn lead. Ramírez 1-for-2 so far tonight. His RBI double is what capped a three-run Brooklyn second inning. The pitch. Fastball misses away. And it's 1-0 to Alex. Ramírez sporting those bright pink cleats. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Almost lost his helmet in the process. Tried to plant that ball into Luna Park. But it is a ball and a strike to Alex, who calls for time before a 1-1 pitch upcoming. Cyclones sporting the alternate Met-themed jerseys tonight. Blue, orange, and white. 1-1. Ramírez gets a piece and fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. The New York City skyline embedded just across the back of the jersey, right around the shoulders. Separating the blue beneath it, white above it. 1-2. Ramírez splinters it foul on the right side towards the parking lot. And the count stays a ball and two strikes. Kevin Parada would be next. Parada provided Brooklyn its third home run in the previous two nights. 1-2. Ramírez takes low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, when Brooklyn leaves the ballpark more than once in a game, usually good things happen. The Clones 8-5 when they hit two homers. 2-2 is fouled on the right-hand side yet again. The count remains 2-2 to the Cyclone leadoff hitter, Aram. Two-two. Misses just away. And it is 3-2 now. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore nothing. Here in game 3, these two teams tied at 1 apiece. 3-2, Ramirez ropes it to third. Knocked down by Mignetti, recovers and throws in time for the out. A bullet off the bat of Ramirez. Mignetti knocked it down with his chest and then lasered over to first for out number 3. So two straight 1-2-3 innings for Jack Dallas, the Jersey Shore righty. He keeps this a 4-0 game as we head to inning number 5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Five, six, seven for Jersey Shore as we enter inning number 5. A 4-0 Cyclone lead here from Maimonides Park between Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. Nick Ward, Anthony Kirion, Jared Carr on in the 5th to face Brooklyn starter Blade Tidwell. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Nick Ward to lead things off. Fly out to left, his first time up tonight. Brooklyn a 4-0 lead. Tidwell, 8 strikeouts through 4. And his first pitch misses up and away. It's 1-0. He struck out multiple batters in each of the first 4 innings tonight. Righty works from the first base side of the mound. The 1-0 up and in. And it's 2-0. Got a beautiful message from a member of Blade's family earlier in the week. The 2-0. And Ward fights it off the hands. It's 2-1. Wanting us to shout out the camera crew, everyone in our control room, the photographers, and everyone who takes the great pictures, the players, and video of the players, for people like the Tidwell family back home in Tennessee. As Ward takes a strike, it's 2-2. Absolutely. We'll relay that message along. And fitting that Blade Tidwell wearing number 2 after all these years. Going back to his amateur days in the Volunteer State, the 2-2. Struck him out swinging. 9 punch-outs tonight for Blade Tidwell. 1 shy of matching his career high. 1 away in the top of the 5th. Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. But Loretto High School actually retired Blade's number 2 back in January. Sporting it now in the pro level as Anthony Kirion takes a breaking ball up and in. And the count 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Lively fastball at 94. And it's 1-1. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the top of the 5th. Give you the answer in the bottom of the 6th. The 1-1. And Kirion rips it foul off the top of the screen. Down the third base line, it's 1-2. But on this date in 2000, Mike Piazza capped a Mets 10-run inning in the eighth against the Braves with a go-ahead three-run home run. Our question is, who did Piazza hit that legendary home run off of? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. The 1-2 pitch, and Kirion a high fly ball to left, back of the track. Thomas, and all he can do is turn and watch that one land out by the trees. Anthony Kirion breaks up the shutout with a solo home run to left, and the Blue Claws are on the board. It's 4-1. For Kirion, his second home run of the year, his seventh RBI. 98 miles an hour off the bat, 332 feet on the long ball. Sent out by the trees beyond the Xavier High School sign. And Kirion, who has swung his strong bat since coming back from the IL, parks his second home run of the season. Both of them have been in this ballpark, as Jared Carr swings and misses its 0-1, which is saying something when you consider how cavernous this ballpark tends to play. The 0-1 outside, it's 1-1. Brooklyn came into play today. Best ERA in minor league baseball since Tidwell's start on May the 17th. 1-1 on the inside edge, 1-2 on Jared Carr. And since that date, Brooklyn has also surrendered the fewest home runs in minor league baseball in that time. 1-2 pitch, struck him out. A career-high tying 10 strikeouts for Blade Tidwell tonight. And there's just two outs at the top of the fifth. Fourth different instance this year in which a Brooklyn pitcher has whiffed double-digit hitters. Three of the four have been recorded by the man on the bump, Blade Tidwell. Here's Wilfredo Flores, and the curveball from Tidwell drops in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Flores popped up to short his first time, the 0-1. This is up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike, and since that day, Tidwell, fourth best ERA in minor league baseball. Even better than Tyler Stewart's ERA, who's fourth, as Flores mad at himself, wanted to drive that baseball, sent it straight back. It's 1-2. Got off to a bumpy start, but Blade beginning to mow everybody down. The 1-2 pitch. Flores, a fly ball into center. Coming on is Ramirez. He squares it up, makes the catch, and the side retired. But Jersey Shore gets on the board thanks to the home run by Anthony Kirion. We're through 4.5. 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Jack Dallas gave Jersey Shore just about everything they could have hoped for in his 2 1/3 relief innings. No hits, no runs, one strikeout, didn't walk anybody. And now the third Blue Claw pitcher of the night is Jason Ruffcorn. He comes on to hurl the bottom of the fifth and gets a tough task. 2-3-4, Parada, Consuegra, and Lugo. A 4-1 Cyclone lead, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Kevin Parada due up, let off. Brooklyn's offense with a home run in the first, and he takes down and in from Ruffcorn for ball one. Ruffcorn, 6'3", 205. Will celebrate his 25th birthday next month from Cedar Park, Texas. Works from the third base side of the mound. Is 1-0, and Parada ground ball back up the middle. Fielded by Lee, in and to his left in front of the second base bat. Makes the jump throw to retire Parada for the first out. So Haoyu Lee, who's played predominantly at second base this year, not at short, has made a couple of really nice plays coming in on balls at the shortstop position today. Base is empty, one out for Stanley Consuegra. Struck out and walked tonight. First pitch, and Consuegra bounces it on the ground to short. A little bit easier play for Lee this time, but the low throw dug out on the backhand by Wingrove, two down. So two quick ground ball outs from Ruffcorn. Brings up William Lugo. Ruffcorn making his 23rd appearance. 3-1, a 5.68 ERA. 27 hits in 25 and a third innings. 12 walks, 30 strikeouts. Picked up the win. His last time out against Rome on Saturday threw a scoreless inning. First pitch, Lugo takes down for ball one. Ruffcorn, three straight scoreless appearances coming into play tonight. Lugo 0-2, popped up to first his last time. The 1-0, and Lugo takes a strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. On this date in 2000, Mike Piazza capped the Mets' 10-run eighth inning with a go-ahead three-run home run against Atlanta. The 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. Our question today is, who was the pitcher that Piazza homered off of? One of the legendary home runs in recent Mets history. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in. 1-2. At the letters, strike three called. So Jason Ruffcorn picks up where Jack Dallas left off. 10 straight retired by Jersey Shore relievers tonight. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fifth. We move to the sixth, 4-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Top of the sixth inning, Brooklyn leading Jersey Shore 4-1. Cyclone fans, Sweet Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store along the third base concourse. Sweet Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy Thunder Cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game and get your sweetness on. Top of the sixth inning, Fraylin Mignetti. And the top of the lineup due up for Jersey Shore, 9-1-2. Scheduled to face Blade Tidwell. He struck out 10 through 5 innings tonight, Johnny, but only 66 pitches to this point.
He's been very economical and it really just in a sense of rhythm.
First pitch of the inning to Mignetti is in for a strike in the count 0-1.
Not wasting a lot of pitches, going right at hitters, attacking them with a real sense of confidence.
The 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Mary DiBernardo chiming in on our Coney Convo's trivia question. She specifically remembers that game, listening with her dad in the car. Got in time just inside to see the Piazza homer. This on the ground is short. Fielded to his right by Berbessi. Easy play across the diamond for the first out of the sixth. But doesn't remember who was the one who gave up that home run to Piazza. But it was a great day. That it was. It's one of those moments that just still stays emblazoned in your brain. Especially if you grew up watching the Mets. Haoyu Lee has one of the two hits tonight for the Blue Claws. Fights it off the hands. First base side and the count 0-1. Lee, with that base hit, extending his hitting streak. He's now hit an 8 in a row. The 0-1 breaking ball slips over the head of Lee. It's one ball and one strike. 10-4-32 during the hitting streak for the native of Taiwan. 1-1. Fastball high. And it's two balls and one strike. Lee won't turn 21 until next February. Highest-ranked position player prospect on this Jersey Shore roster. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball from Tidwell that time. Ratcheted up to 93. Seen Tidwell hover around 97 so far tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Chaz misses the outside edge. Osborne was ready to throw it down. And instead of a strikeout, the count full 3-2. Righty ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. 11 strikeouts, a new career high for the 22-year-old from Loretto, Tennessee. Two out in the top of the sixth. That matches the most strikeouts by a Cyclone this year. Tyler Stewart did it last Thursday night against Hudson Valley. Tidwell pitching with about as much energy as we've seen him all year. Just looks ferocious on the bump right now as Rincones swings through a slider. It's 0-1. Rincones 0-2, struck out his last time up. Rather flat out to left, the 0-1. This is high. It's one ball and one strike. Tidwell, former Tennessee Volunteer. The 1-1. This is up and away. And it's two balls and one strike. Bases empty, two out, top six. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. The 2-1. And Rincones, a high fly ball to right. Back goes Consuegra in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. And the side retired. Another 1-2-3 inning for Blade Tidwell as he picks up his career-high 11th strikeout of the game. For Jersey Shore, no runs, no hits, nobody left. To the end of 5.5, still 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live at the Cyclones Radio Network.
Fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, yesterday was a scheduled bullpen day for the Blue Claws. They used an opener. One day later, it's kind of turned into that after their starter, Gunnar Mayer, went only an inning and two-thirds. Jack Dallas 2 1/3 after him. Jason Ruffcorn a clean frame. And now the fourth Blue Claw pitcher on tonight. It's Mitch Neuenborn who comes on in a 4-1 Brooklyn lead. And now Neuenborn on, where he gets 5-6-7 in this Brooklyn batting order, Justin. So kind of two straight bullpen days, if you will.
And another one coming up to close out the series as well for Jersey Shore, as the first pitch to DeAndre Smith outside for ball one. Neuenborn, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. 1-0, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. 26 years old from Johannesburg, South Africa, but pitch for Team Australia in the World Baseball Classic. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Off speed away, it's 1-2. Neuenborn making his third professional appearance here in the States. Was reinstated off the development list yesterday. 1-0 record, two scoreless innings, no walks, four strikeouts. Signed by the Phillies. Smith fouls this one towards us and right by our camera operator. Strategically fouled right in between the table and the camera, so no technology was harmed in the making of that foul ball. The 2-2. Smith a ground ball past the mound. Charging in is Lee. Throws on the move to get DeAndre. One out in the bottom of the sixth. But Neuenborn signed with the Phillies back on June the 5th. First joined Jersey Shore 8 days later on the 13th. Neuenborn made three appearances for Australia in the WBC. Had a 4.76 ERA, gave up three runs on three hits in 5 2/3, struck out eight. Chase Estep, 1-for-2 tonight. Base is empty, one out, and Estep swings away and pops it foul. Third base side, it's 0-1. Neuenborn has played in the Australia Baseball League during the winter the last several years. Was teammates with many players on this Jersey Shore roster, playing for the Adelaide Giants in the ABL this summer. The 0-1. At the letters, it's 0-2. Was teammates with Jared Carr, Arturo De Freitas, Jordan Fowler, who will start tomorrow, Anthony Kirion is catcher, Nick Ward, and first baseman Rickson Wingrove. As Estep takes outside, it's 1-2. And if that wasn't enough of a Jersey Shore influence south of the border, Chris Adamson, the bench coach for the Blue Claws, was the manager of that Adelaide team that won the Australian Baseball League title and was the hitting coach for Team Australia in the WBC. 1-2, inside and down. It's even at two balls and two strikes. See the Jersey Shore dugout. Pretty much everybody on the top step taking in this ball game. The 2-2, inside and low. It's full, three balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Friday night. Final day of June 2023. Brooklyn a 4-1 advantage. The payoff pitch, and Estep, a fly ball right center field. Playable coming on for Jared Carr, and he'll put it away for the second out. 12 straight retired by Jersey Shore's bullpen. And that brings up the left fielder, Ryland Thomas, who has been hit by a pitch and grounded out to third tonight. 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Some are relaxing more than others in Jersey Shore's third base dugout. Okay, looks like he's ready to take a nap. First pitch to Thomas, nearly hits him in the foot. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Righty offers, and Thomas fights it off the hands. It's even at 1-1. Jersey Shore, a run on two hits, no errors, one man left. Brooklyn, four runs, four hits, no errors. They have left three. Righty works from the first base side. A long pause for Neuenborn, the 1-1. And Thomas takes low. It's two balls and a strike. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question. This date in 2000, Mike Piazza capped the Mets' 10-run eighth inning Well, the go-ahead three-run home run against Atlanta. As that one sails high, it's three balls and a strike. Our question, who did Piazza homer off of? Any guesses, Johnny?
I am clueless. I will be the first to admit.
The 3-1. Thomas fouls it off the mid. Kirion, it's full. The answer?
You'd have to figure it would be a reliever. I can't imagine a starter would still be in the game at that point. So 2,000 Brave relievers. I'm drawing a blank.
It was a lefty, but it was not John Rocker. The 3-2 pitch fouled off. It remains full. It was longtime big leaguer Terry Mulholland who gave up that home run. Mulholland that year made 54 appearances and 20 starts. It's the different era in baseball. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. So Mitch Newenborn with an impressive inning for Jersey Shore retires Brooklyn in order on 18 pitches. We are through 6, 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Oh, Blake Tidwell, 79 pitches through 6, 11 strikeout, one-run innings tonight. He's back to work for the top half of the seventh inning. We'll face 3, 4, and 5 in the Jersey Shore lineup. Wingrove, Lee Sang, and Ward. Tidwell been outstanding so far tonight, trying to complete 7 full for just the second time this season. And as Tidwell looks to accomplish that feat, stepping up to the play-by-play is my man to my left, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin, thank you so much. It's Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1 as we enter the top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn starting pitcher Blake Tidwell still out there. Only 2 hits allowed, 11 strikeouts. First pitch of the seventh is a breaking ball, a called strike. And it's 0-1 to Rickson Wingrove, lefty hitting first baseman. 0-2, 2 swinging strikeouts. Tidwell working quickly is 0-1. Swing and a miss out in front of another breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Well, the Jersey Shore bullpen has done everything they can to keep the Blue Claws in this game. They've sat down 13 straight Brooklyn batters. 0-2 to Wingrove. Launch to right field. This ball is deep, but it hooks foul.
Talk about how strong Rickson Wingrove is. He just threw his barrel at that ball and hit it 94 miles an hour and 310 feet.
No big deal.
Just like you and I when we're in the cage, right?
Making it look easy out there. Wingrove, bat off the left shoulder. Waiting on another 0-2. Tidwell, a short line, left kick. 0-2 is slapped fair down the third base line. This one will roll all the way to the left field foul pole. Thomas over to retrieve it, and he relays it in. But a stand-up double for Rickson Wingrove to start this top of the seventh. Now, let's not forget, it is only a 3-run Brooklyn lead. So, the Cyclones not out of the woods just yet. Jersey Shore is well within reach of this thing, and with the meat of the order set to come up now, the cleanup man Marcus Lee Sang and Blade Tidwell's pitch count now up at 84. You have to wonder how aggressive these Blue Claw bats want to be in this particular scenario. First pitch, Lee Sang shows bunt and misses for ball one. It's 1-0. And Lee Seng, like Wingrove before him, 0-for-2, two strikeouts, 1-0. Breaking ball on the outer half, a called strike, it's 1-1. 11 strikeouts so far for Blade. That double from Wingrove, only the third base hit, 1-1. Fastball pounded in for a strike, and it is 1-2. Lee Seng, a 9-game hitting streak snapped last night. Open stance, 1-2. Hit in the air, foul on the left side, out towards Surf Avenue. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Lee Seng, who got the call from the Phillies organization that he got drafted on the morning of his high school graduation. 1-2. Comebacker over the mound, onto the shortstop, Berbessi over to first in time for out number one. Wingrove does take third base in the process. So a man on third and one gone, and all it will take is a deep fly ball off the barrel of Nick Ward to plate what would be Jersey Shore's second run of the night. Tidwell still out there, at least for the time being. Action brewing down the right field line in the Brooklyn pen. A healthy lead for Wingrove off of third. First toss misses up and away to Ward. It's 1-0. Alex Ramirez, Brooklyn center fielder, playing a bit shallow. 1-0. Taken. Called strike on the breaking ball, and it's 1-1.
Paul Gervais up in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we speak.
Say shallow for Ramirez. Shallow by Maimonides Park standards, let's call it. A lot of room behind him, that 4-12 to dead center. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Late on a heater, and it's 1-2. But we know Alex can cover that range. Utilizing his long strides, we've seen it all year long. A big gap, though, in particular to right center field. Plenty of elbow room between Ramirez in center and Consuegra in right. 1-2. Check swing did not go on appeal. Or did they even appeal at all? Drake Osborne asked for it, and the appeal was not granted. Now, the reason I would concur that Elliot Melton did not grant that appeal is because the one base umpire, Brian Laws, is playing right now behind the mound, so he had no better angle necessarily than the home plate umpire Melton himself had to make any sort of designation. That's at least my guess, but what do I know? So for the time being, it's two balls, two strikes, one out. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. And a runner on third. Tidwell gets the sign from the catcher Osborne. And it's 2-2. Misses up and away. Nice job by Osborne to make sure that ball didn't move further into the backstop. Perhaps allowing a run to potentially score. Instead, it's three balls, two strikes, one out, and Wingrove still off of third. No one holding him on. Tidwell ready to go. His payoff. Foul back. Productive at-bat here by Ward, driving that pitch count up from Tidwell. Blade's next pitch will be his 95th of the night. The 3-2. Hit in the air. Left side of the infield. The third baseman, Lugo, over into foul ground, makes the catch just adjacent to the coach's box for out number two. Have to wonder if that will be it for Blade or if this inning is his to go get. And at least for the time being, looks like Tidwell will remain on the bump to face Anthony Kirion.
And did throw a career-high 97 pitches in his last start. Hovering around 95 right now.
First pitch. Fastball up and away. Misses for ball one to Kirion. Kirion has been the lone source of offense, at least in the run scoring department, for Jersey Shore tonight. A solo homer. Fights the 1-0 pitch the other way. Foul. And the count now 1-1 to the Jersey Shore catcher. Kirion yesterday 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. came on to end the ball game, flew out to center when Jersey Shore had runners on first and second with nobody out. 1-1. Kerryon skies this one to shallow center field. Ramirez darting in, but it's the shortstop Berbessi calling everyone off and makes the one-handed catch to retire the side. So a double to lead off the frame. Wingrove advancing up to third, but he's stranded there as Brooklyn clings on to this 4-1 lead. Stretch time in Brooklyn on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On to make his second appearance in the series is the right-hander Tommy McCullum, 6'5", 255. Celebrated his 24th birthday earlier this month from Clemens, North Carolina. Takes over for Mitch Neuenborn when a perfect inning struck out one is 17 pitches and 10 strikes. 4-1 Brooklyn as he moved to the bottom of the seventh.
All right, Justin, thank you so much. Bottom 7-8-9-1 for the Clones. Jersey Shore's bullpen has sat down 13 straight Brooklyn batters. Now McCollum on in the first pitch, wave and a miss fastball to Drake Osborne. It's nothing and one. Yeah, all the offense in this game, for the Cyclones at least, coming in the early portions. A run in the first, three more in the third. 0-1. Osborne takes a fastball low and away in the dirt. And it is one ball and one strike to the Brooklyn catcher. Drake today walked with the bases loaded in the second and grounded out in the fourth. McCollum out of the stretch, 1-1. Drake fights it foul on the right-handed side, up out of the stadium and into the parking lot. And it is one ball and two strikes. So McCollum is the fifth pitcher, fourth reliever on the night for the Blue Claws thus far. The 1-2 misses just off the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. All four Brooklyn hits came off of Jersey Shore's starter, Gunnar Mayer, who surrendered all four runs on an inning and two-thirds of work. 2-2. Osborne off the handle. Fouls it straight back into the netting. And we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. And that's really reminiscent of this Blue Claws bullpen as of recently. Only seven earned runs allowed in their previous 46 innings of work entering play tonight. 2-2 pitch. Hit off the handle on the right side. A ground ball the first baseman Wingrove collects and an underhand toss to McCollum, who covers the bag in time for out number one. So bases empty, one away now for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi today, a sacrifice fly and a ground out. Cyclones only four hits tonight, but they have plated the four runs. Only five hits last night, but scored an identical four-run tally in the 4-1 victory here at Maimonides Park a night ago. Now Berbessi, the pitch, swing and a miss. Uppercut hack from Berbessi was laid on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Has been a little bit of a struggle offensively here at home for the Cyclones at Maimonides Park in 2023. 0-1. Berbessi launches it to straightaway center field. Playable for Carr back into the gap and reaches out to make the catch. Impressive play by Carr to get there in time and then reach up the leather and pull it down for out number two. To no fault of Brooklyn's own, this is a hard place to hit after all. Whether it be the odd dimensions, 412 to dead center, the constant breeze blowing in from the ocean beyond right field. But that is all factored in. Brooklyn just a buck 96 as a team at home in terms of batting average. First pitch to Alex Ramirez is a fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Yeah, that compared to 230 on the road. Nearly 35 points higher. 0-1 to Ramirez. Hits this one a mile high in the air on the right-hand side. Nobody sees it, and it lands foul. The first baseman Wingrove, the second baseman Ward, each held their palms to the sky as if to say, where is it? And thankfully for them, it was a foul ball and not fair. So the count 0-2 now to Ramirez. Not just in the batting average department, though. The power numbers, too. Brooklyn, 21 home runs to 28 when traveling away from Coney Island. But when you've got a pitching staff that's towards the top of the minors in ERA and bullpen and starters, that'll play. 0-2. This is down and in towards the cleats of Ramirez. And it is a ball and two strikes. After all, the Cyclones, a 4-1 red-hot start to this second half of the season, all of which have been home games. 1-2. Ramirez takes low and in yet again. And it is two balls and two strikes. Today, game 9 of a 12-game homestand. We started it back concluding half number one, but we've since have hit that halfway mark. 2-2 on the outside. Corner strike 3 called, and Ramirez, displeased with himself, flips the bat as he makes his way back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. 16 straight Brooklyn bats retired by Jersey Shore relievers, but it is still Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore 1. We've played 7 on Coney Island. We head to the 8th on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Blade Tidwell's day is done. Another really sharp outing for Blade, no pun intended. Tidwell goes 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 11 strikeouts. Nobody walked. The only mistake he makes, a solo shot off the bat of Anthony Kirion. Now the new pitcher into the game for Brooklyn, it is Paul Gervais. Gervais, who just has an absolutely dazzling ERA so far this season. One of the best options the Cyclones have had out of the bullpen really all year. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Jared Carr takes low for ball one to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Bottom third of the lineup due up for the Blue Claws, Carr, Flores, and Mignetti. The righty's 1-0. And there's a strike on the outer half. And the count 1-1. Gervais, 6'10", 240 pounds, 23 years old from Fuquay-Varina, North Carolina. 1-1. Fastball on the inside edge. And the count runs to 1-2. Gervais, a 1.17 ERA coming into play tonight. That is the lowest among South Atlantic League relievers with at least 25 innings pitched. His 19th appearance of the year, 1-2 record. One save, 14 hits, and 30 and two-thirds innings. A deep breath, the 1-2. This on the ground is second. Coming on is Smith. He'll make the quick transfer and throw to get the hustling Carr for the first out of the eighth inning. One up and one down for Gervais. Brings up Wilfredo Flores 0 for 2 tonight. Flied out to center his last time. Gervais, 27 walks, 47 strikeouts in 30 and two-thirds innings. Last pitched a week ago against Hudson Valley, threw two hitless innings, walked one and struck out three. First pitch to Flores, and Gervais misses outside. It's 1-0. Gervais, drafted by the Mets in the 12th round last year out of the now national champions, LSU. The 1-0 on the inside corner. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. As Johnny outlined, final line for Tidwell. Seven innings, a run on three hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts tonight, a career-high 98 pitches. As this off the hands into shallow left. Out is Berbessi, into his right, Ryland Thomas. And takes a step back to make the grab, two out. But the numbers for Tidwell as of late are nearing Tyler Stewart level. His last three starts, two runs, just four walks, and 26 strikeouts in 20 innings, and has a 1.34 ERA in his last eight starts. Here's Fraylin Mignetti, 0 for 2 tonight, ground out to short his last trip. First pitch from Gervais is a slider down and away for ball one. Brooklyn will have Parada, Consuegra, Lugo, two up in the bottom of the inning. 1-0, and Mignetti looks at a fastball. Gervais pumps it in at 93. It's one ball and a strike. Mignetti played majority of his time last year in Jersey Shore, began this season at single A Clearwater. 1-1 is at the letters for a strike, and the count 1-2. Mignetti, part of the Thresher team that became the first team in minor league baseball this year to clinch a playoff spot, winning the Western Division of the Florida State League. Hit 310 down there in 28 games. The 1-2. Check swing. Called strike three anyway. Inning over. Mignetti so frustrated he slams his bat down and breaks it in half outside the batter's circle as Gervais just a sly grin as he walks back to the first base dugout. 1-2-3 go the Blue Claws against Gervais in the eighth. It'll be 2-3 and 4-2 up for Brooklyn in the bottom half. 4-1 Cyclones on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Time for another Bicow Auto Mall pitching change. Pitching Change is always brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Be sure to visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. It is Orion Kirkering into the game now for Jersey Shore. He gets 2-3-4 in the frame, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Kevin Parada gave Brooklyn the lead in the first with a home run. Since then has struck out and grounded a short. And he takes a called strike from the Blue Claws top prospect. And the count 0-1. Kirkering in his first full pro season. Fifth round pick last year out of USF. And Parada laid on a fastball at 98. And the count 0-2. Kirkering standing at 6'2", 204. The 0-2, and Parada laid on the fastball for strike three. Dialed it up to 97, three pitches, three strikes in and out to start the night for the right-hander. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, has struck out, walked, and grounded a short tonight, 0-2. Kirkering, 22 years old from Venice, Florida. Join Jersey Shore. As this one hit high in the air, deep left field, back at the track, at the wall, heads up in Luna Park again. Welcome back to Coney Island, Stanley Consuegra. Power meet power. A 98 mile an hour fastball. Scratch that, it just updated to 99. Left the ballpark at 110 miles an hour, 416 feet. His sixth home run of the year makes it a 5-1 Brooklyn lead. Oh my goodness, Stanley Consuegra just sent that one into orbit. Love that freeze frame from our production crew there. Almost looks like that scratch frame meme. You wonder how I got here. As Junior Tillian, Stanley Consuegra. Teammates in St. Lucie, teammates now here in Brooklyn having some fun as Lugo takes a strike. It's 0-2. For Kirkering, that just the second home run he's allowed all year. And he bounces back to strike out Lugo on three pitches, two out in the eighth. Sends up DeAndre Smith, 1-for-3 with a base hit tonight. Kirkering 2-0, a 1.47 ERA coming into play today. First pitch to DeAndre, fouled off to our right. And the count 0-1. No action in Brooklyn's bullpen, so likely to be Gervais for the ninth against the top of Jersey Shore's lineup, Lee, Rincones, and Wingrove. The 0-1, low and away. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Sounds of Music, not the movie, but actual music.
You ever seen that movie?
Oh, of course. My mom wouldn't let me leave the house by the age of 10 if I hadn't. As Smith takes a strike, it's 1-2. The hills are alive, but so is the action out beyond the wall from Luna Park. That's where the music's coming from. Count inside 2-2 now on DeAndre. Jay-Z Step waiting on deck. Right arm dangling at Kirkering's side. The 2-2 pitch. Smith hits it on the ground at third. Fielded by Mignetti to his left. Plays it across the diamond to end the inning. But the Cyclones strike for another run on a long, long home run to left by Stanley Consuegra. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 1 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Paul Gervais back to the hill, top of the ninth inning, Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 1. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Jersey Shore, one run, three hits. No homers, they have left two. Brooklyn, five runs, five hits, no errors. They have left three. Hao-Yu Lee, Gabriel Rincones Jr., Rickson Wingrove. Top third of the lineup, due up for the Blue Claws in the ninth. Gervais retired at the bottom third of the order in order on 11 pitches in the eighth. So here is Hao-Yu Lee, one for three tonight, as one of Jersey Shore's three base hits. That was back in the fourth off Blade Tidwell. Righty's first pitch, and a breaking ball drops in for a strike. And the count 0-1. Lee in the road grays for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn in the Mets blue and orange alternates. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. And Gervais ahead in the count, 0-2. 95 on the gun that time for Paulie. Long-limbed righty leans in over his front left leg for the sign. The 0-2 pitch. Slider hit on the ground, foul up the third baseline. And it remains at no balls and two strikes. Now fireworks after the game tonight. Dinos at the ballpark weekend starting tomorrow. Specialty uniforms the next 2 days. And the Coney Island Franks make their return when we close out the series on Monday. As Lee spoils another two-strike pitch to the right. And the count remains 0-2. Cyclones will head on down to Wilmington on Independence Day Tuesday. Reminder, 5 o'clock start that day, not 7. The 0-2. And a swing and a foul tip pitch nearly hit Lee. Yeah, he's out. He didn't make contact with that ball. The pitch hit him. A home plate umpire. Elliot Melton rung up Lee. Hao-Yu Lee is not leaving the righty batter's box. Greg Brodzinski coming down from the third base coach's box. No matter what, it's definitely a strike on Lee. The question is whether or not he gets another pitch. But Elliot Melton says that ball never made contact with the bat. It only hit Lee. I think Brodzinski trying to explain to the home plate umpire what he heard up the third base line. But for the time being, it looks like Gervais will be credited with a strikeout. We'll see after this discussion whether or not Melton and the base umpire Laws get together and hash things out and make a decision. Take a look back at it. Definitely came in on Lee. Hard to tell where that ball hit him. Now Lee and Melton talking. And it looks like Lee is going to stay in the box. He's trying to show Melton where he hit the ball with his bat. And Lee is indeed ruled out. Well, that will probably be as unusual a strikeout as Gervais will ever record. Struck out Hao-Yu Lee on a pitch that hit him. Wasn't even a breaking ball either. A fastball up and in at 93. So one out in the ninth for Gabriel Rincones Jr., who is 0-for-3 tonight. Flied out to deep right his last time. And sends this one towards the third base concourse. It's 0-1. Rincones, one of the top 10 prospects in the Phillies system. ranked number 10 by Baseball America. 0-1 on the lefty batter. The 0-1 outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Fans reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game 4 in this series tomorrow evening. The 1-1, fastball in. And it's 2-1 on Rincones Jr. American flag out in center, still blowing in and towards the third base line. The righty's 2-1. Rincones, a high fly ball. Down the left field side, Thomas gives a look, but this one back spinning into the Brooklyn bullpen and out by the loading dock. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right now, 71 degrees here on Coney Island. That's what the real feel is at as well. A deep breath, the 2-2. Fastball inside. 96 that time from Gervais. It's full. Ricks and Wingrove waiting on deck. Brooklyn a 5-1 lead with one out in the ninth. The payoff pitch, and Rincones fouls it towards the entryway to the third base dugout. Everybody all right. It's still 3-2. Gervais leaning in over that front left leg. Long brown hair flowing out the back of his royal blue cap as time called by Rincones. Now the payoff. Anthony, strike 3 called. Rincones thought he had ball 4, but Gervais paints it gorgeously like a Bob Ross painting. 2 out of the ninth, and the Cyclones 1 out away from victory. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. 3 strikeouts tonight for Gervais, and now it's up to Ricks and Wingrove to keep the game alive. Left-handed batter doubled his last time up, was stranded at third in the seventh. Tied up inside, takes in for ball 1. Wingrove 1-for-3 today. Trying to keep the line moving for the Blue Claws. The 1-0. And a line drive center field, and he indeed will, as it bounces in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Multi-hit game for Wingrove. Came off the bat at 100 miles an hour. One on and two out, and the game continues for Marcus Lee Sang. Lee Sang 0-for-3 tonight. Couple of strikeouts and a ground ball to short. So that the first base runner Gervais has allowed tonight. Wingrove not being held on at first. He'll go for second, and the first pitch slider in for a strike as Wingrove advances on defensive indifference. Run doesn't matter, at least in the grand scheme of the ball game, especially if you're on the Brooklyn side. Jersey Shore, you need him to score to have a chance. The 0-1 outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Will be a pitcher to be named tomorrow for Brooklyn against Rafael Marcano. Jordan Fowler against Yoander Suarez on Sunday, and 2 TBAs for the series finale on Monday. The 1-1. Fastball up and away. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Clear night here in Brooklyn as the sun, or rather the sun, the moon shining brightly. Out beyond the right field fence is Lee Sang, a high fly ball, right center field. Long run back into his left. Ramirez reaches up over his head, makes a two-handed grab, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Consuegra, hands on his hips, Ramirez, a smile. Every bit as gold as Stanley's home run in the bottom of the eighth. Lee Sang gave it a ride, but Alex Ramirez, deemed the best defensive outfielder in the organization before the season by Baseball America, makes a tremendous overhead grab to end it. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. Brooklyn now 5-1 in the second half in 2023. As a bevy of home runs, one from Kevin Parada, one from Stanley Consuegra does the trick, as Brooklyn has captured two of the first three in this series from their division rivals. We'll take a break. We come back. The recap report is next. Brooklyn 5, Jersey Shore 1. A great play by Ramirez in center to end it. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones, a convincing 5-1 win over Jersey Shore. Highlights from the start till the bitter end today. Kevin Parada, a home run, the second batter of the night for Brooklyn. And then Alex Ramirez, a spectacular catch over his head to end the ballgame. As the Cyclones improved to 5-1 in the second half with their win tonight. They're now 33-38 overall on the year. With the loss, Jersey Shore drops to 3-3 and 38-33 overall on the campaign. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. And as we mentioned, there were fireworks from the very beginning, even before our fireworks show will get underway momentarily. Alex Ramirez led off in the bottom of the first, jumped ahead of the count 3-0 on the starter, Gunnar Mayer. But on a 3-0 pitch, crushed a deep fly ball to left field. A great leaping grab by Wilfredo Flores. Took away extra bases from Ramirez. But Kevin Parado was the next man to bat against Mayer. And on a 2-2 pitch, Kevin would not let this one be held in by the ballpark. The 2-2. Parada, a high fly ball to left. Back goes Flores, and will he have a play on this one? Oh, no, he won't. Kevin Parada, tickets one for Luna Park. His team-leading eighth home run of the year, his 30th RBI. And after Alex Ramirez came a couple of feet short to lead off, Kevin Parada takes the baton and sends it over the fence for a solo shot of his own. 1-0 Brooklyn. That home run by Parada giving the Cyclones a 1-0 advantage. But they would not stop there. It was a 1-0 game entering the second inning, and that's when the Cyclones offense would continue to tack on. DeAndre Smith led off the frame with a base hit. Chase Estep followed with an infield knock. After Ryland Thomas was hit by a pitch to load the bases, Drake Osborne walked with the bases loaded. That brought home a run, made it 2-0. Cesar Berbessi followed with a sack fly to center, made it a 3-0 game. And then Alex Ramirez came to the plate looking to snap an 0-for-15 slide at the dish. Navy crab silhouette on the front. The payoff pitch, Ramirez, line drive, left center field. That one's headed for the gap. It will one hop into the alleyway. Cut off by Carr. Thomas will score. Moving to third goes Osborne. It's an RBI double for Alex Ramirez. And Brooklyn leads 4-0 in the second inning. 10th double of the year is team leading 32nd RBI. The double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Well, that double by Ramirez made it a 4-0 ball game. Jersey Shore would get on the board at the top of the fifth with one out. Anthony Kirion clubbed a solo home run to left, made it a 4-1 ball game. Then in the bottom of the eighth, Stanley Consuegra put one into orbit, a long, long home run to left. Made it a 5-1 advantage for the Cyclones. And then in the bottom of the ninth, got a two-out base hit from Rickson Wingrove. Brought up Marcus Lee Sang, who gave it a ride. But Alex Ramirez was there for our house potato chips play of the game. Clear night here in Brooklyn as the sun, or rather the sun, the moon shining brightly. Lee Sang, a high fly ball, right center field. Long run back into his left. Ramirez reaches up over his head, makes a two-handed grab, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Consuegra, hands on his hips. Ramirez, a smile. Every bit as gold as Stanley's home run in the bottom of the eighth. Lee Sang gave it a ride, but Alex Ramirez, deemed the best defensive outfielder in the organization before the season by Baseball America, makes a tremendous overhead grab to end it. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. Brooklyn now 5-1 in the second half in 2023. And that was how this one ended tonight. That play of the game brought to you by Hal's Potato Chips. New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Winning pitcher tonight, Blade Tidwell, his fifth straight victory. In terms of decision, 7 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts, career highs in innings pitched, and strikeouts tonight. The loss to Gunnar Mayer, he drops to 1-4. 4 runs all earned on 4 hits in an inning and 2/3. Walked 2 and struck out 2. Save to Paul Gervais, the second of his season. No runs on 1 hit in 2 innings. No walks. Struck out 3 tonight. Final line score, Jersey Shore, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They left 3. Brooklyn, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 3 as well. Final time of game tonight. A very manageable 2 hours and 7 minutes in front of the great crowd of 4,078. On Pride Night here on Coney Island. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say so long. This one of two final scores in the league. Hickory, a 5-2 winner at home over Greensboro. Bottom of the ninth, And Asheville, it's an 8-0 lead for Greenville. Bottom eight in Rome, it's Bowling Green 4 and the Braves 1. Bottom of the seventh in Hudson Valley, Wilmington, a 4-3 lead on the Renegades. Top of the third in Maryland, a long delay at the start there due to weather. Winston-Salem leading the Ironbirds 3-1. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Starting at the big league level, Mets leading the Giants 4-2 in the top of the eighth. Tommy Pham, a home run in the sixth inning, his ninth of the year for New York. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the ninth. They're tied at six with the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. Yankees affiliate Jonathan Araúz, DJ Stewart have gone deep today. Jose Quintana went just 2 2/3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, walked 3, struck out 2. At the AAA level in what is expected to be his final rehab start. Double-A Binghamton trailing Hartford 4-3, bottom of the ninth. How about Jalen Palmer? His first double-A hit is his first double-A home run. Congratulations to the Canarsie native. Jose Peroza hit his 10th home run of the year as well. Single-A St. Lucie holds off Dunedin 4-3. Jet Williams, Luis Castillo, and Dyrone Campos all going deep in that ballgame for the S-Mets. Dominican Summer League ball, the Mets blue team losing on the road to the Phillies red squad 9-0. Mets orange winning at home against the Giants orange team 8-6. And the Florida Complex League Mets had their game in West Palm Beach against the Astros suspended in the top of the third while trailing 1-0. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long on this final day of June. Finals from earlier today, Cubs over the Guardians at 10-1. Reds outlast the Padres 7-5 and 11. Walk-off two-run home run in that ballgame from Spencer Steer. Nationals over the Phillies 2-1. Top of the third in Baltimore, it's the Twins 2. And the Orioles nothing. Top of the seventh in Pittsburgh, Brewers leading 4-3 against the Pirates. End of eight in Toronto, Red Sox a 5-0 lead on the Blue Jays. Top of the seventh in Atlanta, 14-4. Braves pummeling the Marlins, top of the fifth in Texas. Rangers 3, Astros 2. Middle of the fifth in Colorado. Rockies on top of the Tigers, 5-3. Dodgers doubling up the Royals, 4-2, bottom four there. Bobby Miller against Alec Marsh making his Major League debut. Yankees and Cardinals in a delayed start out in St. Louis will be Luis Severino against Matthew Liberatore if and when that game gets underway. 9:38, Angels host the Diamondbacks. Griffin Canning against Tommy Henry. White Sox in Oakland to take on the A's at 9:40. Tanner Banks against Luis Medina. And the Mariners host the Rays at 10:10. Bryce Miller against Shane McClanahan. Our series continues tomorrow, the first day of July 2023. Come join us as the first 1,500 fans through the gates will get a Brandon Nimmo bobblehead giveaway. Will be dinos at the Diamond Night for the next 2 days as well. Gates open at 5 o'clock. Johnny and I will hit the airwaves at 5:45, leading up to the 6 p.m. first pitch. No listed starter as of yet for Brooklyn. It'll be the left-hander Rafael Marcano for the Blue Claws. 3-5 with a 4.57 ERA. Again, gates open at 5. Our coverage starts at 5:45. First pitch, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Right here from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us this evening as the Cyclones win another thriller. The pitching shoves again. The offense comes away with some big, powerful swings as they knock off the Blue Claws for the second straight night today by a final of 5-1. For everyone here on Coney Island, especially with our ownership group in the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Maimonides Park. Again, your final tally tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 5 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. Reminder, 6 o'clock start on the Saturday tomorrow. But until tomorrow night, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.